Archers for the week 21 to 26 August 2005.
Tom's business problems continue to cause concern.
What's it coming in at?
So far, around 16 and a half.
Right. Is the combining going well?
Considering we're a bit more push this year, yeah, very well.
Good-o. How's Debbie doing in Hungary?
Oh, fine. But we've not done too badly weather-wise, so we're pretty much on schedule.
Well, I won't hold you up then. I just thought I'd let you know I'll be shifting the rest of those bales out of Blacklands and Badger's Bank this morning.
Oh, right.
So Jeff can get on with the cultivator drill as soon as he likes.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Right.
Not playing today?
No. I told Alistair a couple of weeks ago. Sam's up in Cheshire for the weekend, so I'm doing afternoon milking.
Cheshire?
Yeah, he's going to see his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, of course. So there'll be two men down this afternoon, if you and I are working.
Well, maybe Alistair will give Christopher Carter another go.
Yeah.
And Neil won't exactly have his mind on cricket, will he?
If that were me, I'd be glad to have something like the cricket to distract me for a while.
Definitely. Has he been up here looking for casual work for when he finishes with Tom?
Yeah. I'm sure Brian will put some his way.
Yeah. He asked Ruth and me, too.
Terrible business about Tom, isn't it?
Yep.
They were talking about it in the shop yesterday.
It's all over the village.
All that hard work, and in a couple of months it'll have folded.
I know. Now, he's put a lot of time and energy into building that business. It's a damn good product.
He was a bit naive, though. I mean, he can't have known what he was up against. The big hitters have got the food retail sector tied up.
Well, he made one or two bad decisions, that's all. Tried to grow too quickly. We've all been there.
What's he going to do, do you know?
Maybe Pat and Tony will bail him out. Hope so.
Yeah. No one wants to see him go belly up.
Who did the flowers this week, Mum?
I think it was Jill.
Oh, the dahlias and penstemon were very striking.
Yes, absolutely beautiful.
Morning, Jennifer. Peggy. Hold up there, Jamie.
You're in training for something, Sid.
Yeah, this is our new regime. Mine and Jamie's. We'll be doing this every other morning, weather permitting.
Well, you've got a lovely day for your jogging.
I certainly have.
Do you go very far?
We start off at the ball, cross over the green. Down past the stables, long footpath next to the Am, up the church here, and then back along the road.
That's quite a distance.
Well, got to keep in trim.
Well, I'm sure Jolene's very appreciative.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it to keep fit for my cricket coaching.
I thought you'd retired as manager of the Ambridge team.
Oh, I have. Now I'm going to be running the cricket sessions at Loxley Barrett next spring, with one of the teachers.
Next spring? You're very keen.
Yep. I'm taking Jamie and Daniel to the cricket field. A couple of afternoons this week.
Good for you.
Kill two birds with one stone. You know, improve their cricket skills and give me a bit of coaching practice.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Oh, well, better be going. Don't want the muscles to cool down. Bye.
Bye, Sid.
I'd better be getting back home too. I don't want Jack to wonder where I am.
Mum.
Yes, dear?
I wanted to ask if Alice came round to apologise to Jack for last Wednesday night.
Yes, both she and Amy came.
Oh, that's good.
They were very ashamed. Said they were very sorry and brought Jack some of Adam's strawberries.
Oh, that's all right then.
Of course, Jack had completely forgotten.
Yes.
I shouldn't really say it, but sometimes it may be just as well.
Oh, Mum.
Well, no point in dwelling on it.
How is he today?
Very well. He's having quite a good day, as a matter of fact.
But why don't you and he come to Home Farm for lunch, then?
Oh.
Unless you've already put your roast in the oven.
No, I was only going to cook chops.
Well, it's a lovely day. We could have lunch outside.
That sounds nice.
Otherwise, it would only be Alice and me. Brian and Adam are busy with the harvest.
Yes. All right, dear. Thank you. That'd be lovely.
There you go, David. Pint of best.
Oh, cheers, Sid. Mmm. Oh, that tastes good. Oh, there are some compensations for having to cry off the cricket.
Eh. Let's hope they get their act together now Alistair's called off the sixes deal.
Yeah, mind you, we were totaling some serious money.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, it's very generous of you, Sid, making up the shortfall.
Well, I've had a lot of enjoyment out of cricket over the years. I'd like to give some of it back.
Fair enough.
You've got to invest in the next generation if you want traditions to continue, haven't you?
Well, I couldn't agree more.
And with all the extra custom, you'll be able to afford it. Yeah, extra custom.
I noticed Oliver's patronage of the bull has increased since last week. I bet his life's what was a bit more rewarding than yours.
Very good, yes. You're only about the 10th bloke to make that remark.
Yeah, well, I bet a few of those would have nobbled the draw if they could have. You should be flattered.
Oh, I am, don't you worry.
So how is Caroline?
Now there is someone you prefer as a sleeping partner.
Oh, why, what happened?
Oh, any longer. Who knows what efficiency measure she'd have brought in. I've been having nightmares where she's standing over me with a clipboard and stopwatch.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, she can't have been as bad as Linda Snell at your place.
Well, actually, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah, come off it. But your kitchen's clean enough to carry out heart transplant.
Yeah, well, you're not far off the mark, but it was okay, really. She got on like a house on fire with Ben. He loved her.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just shows you've done it.
Yeah, she cooked a smashing meal for supper.
Really?
Yeah, the only problem was that she used Mum's prize marrows in the recipe.
Oh! Oh, what did Jill have to say about that?
Nothing.
Oh.
Because I haven't exactly told her.
Yeah, but surely she's noticed they're missing.
Yeah, but I told her that slugs had eaten them.
And she believed you?
Not for a second, no. There'd in fact have been so many, we'd have been deafened by the chomping.
Oh, dear.
She thought I was covering up for Ben.
And you've bottled out of telling her the truth?
Well, not bottled out exactly. I just haven't quite got round to disabusing her of the idea.
Is Jack okay, Mum?
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. You'd be more comfortable out of the sun in the sitting room. You'd probably have a little nap.
That's good. Let me just move this parasol round a bit.
Where's Alice?
There we are. Oh, she's gone to collect the fishing lake money. She'll be back in a while.
I wonder whether we should take the food back indoors until Brian and Adam come back.
Well, I will if they're not back soon, but I wanted a little chat with you before they get here, Mum.
Oh, what about?
About Jack.
Oh, yes.
You see, when he stayed here with us last Wednesday night, for the very first time, I got an inkling of what you have to cope with.
Oh, it's not too bad, Jennifer. He has his good days and his bad.
Well, I'm sure he does, but you are very good at playing your problems down. And you must get terribly frustrated sometimes.
Well, dwelling on what is or what might have been gets us nowhere.
Oh, I do so admire that attitude.
So stop worrying, dear. I'm managing.
Look, I don't want to detract from anything you're doing, but, well, I just feel that I ought to be doing more to help.
I don't think there is much you can do.
Well, I'd like to do something practical, other than just being an arm to lean on and a listening ear.
That's all I need at the moment.
Well, please bear it in mind.
I will.
And of course, if you need a break in the future, Brian and I would be glad to have Jack to stay again.
Thank you, dear. Actually, being away from Jack last week, staying over with Muriel, gave me a chance to think about things.
I suppose it would.
And I've been turning something over in my mind. Perhaps you could tell me what you think.
Yes, of course.
Hello, Peggy. What are you two gassing about?
Hello, Brian.
Grant, what a surprise.
Hello, dear. Been working hard?
Ah, and looking forward to cooling off in the pool. Is Jack here?
Yeah, I just spotted him. He spark out on the sofa. What's there to eat, Jenny? We're ravenous.
It's under the cloth there. Potato and chived salad and a quiche and some pork pie.
Just what the doctor ordered. I'll go and help myself, shall I?
Yes, plates and cutlery's there, and I'll bring out some fresh juice in a minute.
Cold beer wouldn't go amiss if there is one.
Yes, okay. Now, what were you saying, Mum?
Well, as I said, it's just an idea.
Well, go on.
As you know, I love Jack very much, and I couldn't bear to hurt him.
Mum?
I'd hate him to think I was taking away his independence. But sometimes it really is becoming too much for him to cope with.
His businesses, do you mean?
Yes. We talk about things together, of course, often. But what will happen in the future when perhaps he just isn't well enough to sort things out?
Yes.
So I thought, well, what do you think of suggesting to him that I have some kind of power of attorney over his affairs to use when it becomes necessary?
I think it's an excellent idea, Mum.
Good. So do I. I'll have to be very careful how I suggest it to him, though.
Try some of your mother's pork pie.
Yeah. Just let me grab my towel.
Do you need dressing on the salad, Jenny?
Lemon, olive oil.
Oh, lovely.
I was talking to David this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about Tom.
Are you coming over to join us, you two?
Yeah, just a sec.
And? Well, if he does go under, we're going to need somewhere else to butcher the venison.
Mm. Yeah, well, I've been thinking about that.
Mm. We could extend the facilities here, the cutting room and cold store, as I suggested back in April, if you remember.
Well, by all means, go ahead and get some costings for equipping it.
And I've given out all the entry forms for the flour and produce.
Ooh, has there been a good response?
Too early to tell yet, but I expect there will be. Phil said he'll enter his Florence fennel. He's been earthing them up to blanch the bulbs. He seems very confident of a prize.
Oh, good for him.
I do hope he wins something this time. George and Bert rather swept the board between them last year.
They did.
They take it very seriously. They were very competitive.
Oh, yes.
But it'll give one or two of the newcomers from Grange Spinney more of a chance, I suppose.
This is the flower and produce show.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, Jenny. Did you say there was cold beer and juice?
It's okay, Mum. I'll get it.
Oh, I'll come in with you. I wanted to check on Jack.
How is Jack?
Oh, having one of his better days.
Oh, Jenny, has Peggy mentioned anything about Tom?
Yes, that's another worry she could really have done without. Anyway, it seems as though Pat and Tony will take his business back under the Bridge Farm banner. Tom's not very keen, though.
No, no, I'm not surprised. Be the kiss of death to chat with vision like Tom.
Oh, that's rather harsh, Brian.
Not at all. Your brother hasn't half the flair for enterprise his son shows. Tom's one of the very few in this village who has drive and ambition.
Yes, he rather reminds me of you sometimes.
Oh. Well, he's certainly got a very good product. His brand could be a real money spinner.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. In fact, Adam's just given me an idea.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I'm just wondering if there's a mutually beneficial way to help out here.
You mean help Tom with his business? Oh.
And advance home farm interests at the same time.
Oh, do you think it might be possible then?
I do. Could well be worth considering.
Sam and Susan are in the village shop.
Morning, Sam. Just the coffee.
Hi, Susan. Yes, please. Right.
You might have started a trend, you know.
How's that?
Christopher was talking about that board, the one you've been shooting down Lake Earlon.
Oh, yeah, my mountain board.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Yeah. Is he interested?
Seems to be.
That's good fun.
Looks a bit dangerous to me.
Not if you wear all the right gear. He should come over one night and I'll let him have a go.
I'll tell him.
I could teach him the basics in a couple of hours. How to turn and a few of the grabs. Then he could buy his own board if he's keen.
He was looking out for you at the weekend.
Yeah, I was up in Cheshire.
Oh, how is your girlfriend? Fliss, isn't it?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Oh, good. You'll have to get her down for a visit.
She's very busy at the moment. She's working extra shifts. Holiday cover.
Oh. Oh, well, the extra money comes in handy, doesn't it?
Morning.
Oh, hello, Linda.
It's Ambridge's answer to Miss Marple.
Miss Marple?
David, Sam and I played Cluedo last week after supper. We had some good games, didn't we?
Yeah, certainly made a change.
Perhaps we could do it again one evening.
Only if you bring some more sherbet dip.
Oh, this is the move over darling thing you're talking about, isn't it?
Oh, didn't you and Neil do it?
Well, maybe next time. If there is a next time. Clary did it, though.
Oh, yes. They swapped with Lillian Bellamy.
She was dreading it at first. Clary and Matt Crawford ain't exactly got a lot in common.
What did she do? Take a pile of magazines, keep out of his way?
No, she had a great time. Matt took her to the races Saturday.
Yeah, she was telling me after church yesterday, champagne in the members' enclosure, and she won £50.
She said it was a bit like Pretty Woman. Although, with the best will in the world, Matt Crawford's no Richard Gere, is he?
Right, I'd better go back to Brookfield with this coffee. I'll see you ladies later.
Bye, Sam.
Bye. Now, Linda, what can I get you?
Have you got this month's copy of Borsetshire Life?
Oh, yeah, middle shelf with the lifestyle magazines.
Oh, yes. I had a very interesting encounter this morning.
Oh, who is?
Jason, you know, the builder.
Oh, yeah, he's working at number 3, the Green, isn't he?
Yes, he's putting in a new kitchen and apparently is going to be featured in this magazine.
Really?
Yes, that's what I thought. Very pokey. Not very much to show, I shouldn't have thought.
Well, they're not that small, those houses.
Anyway, Jason said that Borsetshire Life have been in touch with him, asking him to suggest houses which have had a makeover.
Oh, I love those programmes on TV.
I never watch them. They all end up looking the same. Magnolia walls, Monet prints, candles in the grate.
Do they pay for these articles, do you know?
Well, I'll know more once I've spoken to the features editor. Their contact details will be here somewhere.
They might be interested in our house.
Oh, sorry, Susan, but I don't think so. It's the before and after pictures people want. Can't get enough of them, apparently.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Right, that's 3:20, please.
Thank you. Robert and I were very sorry to hear about Tom Archer's business going under.
Yeah, not as sorry as me and Neil.
No, we do commiserate. We know what it's like.
Yeah.
It's a kind of bereavement, really. All those plans all up in smoke.
Well, I'm not going to look on it like that.
Oh, good for you.
I was upset at first.
I'm sure you were.
And angry.
Well, of course.
But one of the cleaners at the Laurels popped in this morning with a card.
For a job?
Yeah.
A cleaning job?
No. They're looking for somebody to work in the office.
Oh.
So, as soon as I finish here, I'm going to ring up.
There you go, little un.
Hi, Sam. Any problems?
Nope. We've got a strong, healthy heifer.
Good. Here, brought you coffee.
Oh, cheers, Ruth.
I didn't get a chance to ask at breakfast. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was okay.
How was the drive up?
Usual. You know, the M6?
Yeah. Bliss okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Good.
I did a bit of boarding with a couple of old mates from up there.
Where did you go for that?
Yeah, some quite hilly terrain to the north. Practice a few more tricks to show Ben and Josh.
I'll have to bring them to watch you.
Yeah. And I went to a farm open day on Saturday as well. Very interesting.
Yeah? Where?
Just over the border into North Wales. This bloke's just completed his expansion project. He's aiming for 7,000 litres from 400 cows.
On what acreage?
550 acres.
How's he financed it?
Bank loans, he reckons.
Oh, that's quite an investment.
He's reckoning on a 10% return.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam?
What?
Do you ever take a day off?
Yeah, of course.
Honestly, poor Fliz. You go up to Cheshire to spend some time together and end up on a dairy farm.
She got called into work to cover for somebody.
Oh, what a shame. First time in ages you planned a weekend together.
That's okay, that's how it goes. Right, well, I better get on. Thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, okay. See you later.
Here's the new roll of cling film, Susan.
Thanks.
Shall I change it for you?
No, you can leave it. I'll see to it.
Right.
If you could bring in the next batch of the country pork, then you may as well go for lunch, Tom.
No, it's okay.
I can manage here for half an hour.
I'm fine.
What's the matter? Aren't you hungry?
Not really.
You look tired as well.
Susan,
Yeah?
Well, I'd better tell you. I've been thinking.
So?
And I'm going to tell Mum and Dad I've decided to accept their offer on taking over the business.
And what do you want from me? A fanfare and applause?
I just wanted to keep you up to date with what I'm doing.
It should never have got this far.
No. Well, anyway, yeah. That's that.
Okay.
So, I was wondering if maybe you could stay behind after this shift and give me a hand to bring the accounts up to date.
No, sorry, I can't.
I mean, I'd pay you for the extra couple of hours, obviously.
Sorry, but I'm going straight up to the Laurels when I finish here.
Visiting Mrs. Antrobus?
Actually, I'm picking up an application form for an admin job there.
Oh, right. When does that start?
I don't know yet. I'm going to see if I can arrange a chat with the matron to find out more about it.
Right. I see. You do know we've got another 7 weeks.
I know what my commitment to this job is.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
but
I didn't...
But you're not the only one with plans to make.
No, of course not. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Well, I better take this.
Okay. Hello, Tom Archer.
Tom, it's Brian.
Oh, hi, Uncle Brian.
Look, can you pop over to Home Farm later this afternoon? There's something I need to see you about.
Hello, Linda.
Oh, you're looking very industrious.
Oh, Ruth, hello. Actually, I was just emailing details of my kitchen to Borsetshire Life magazine.
Oh.
I'm hoping they'll want to feature it.
Oh, really? Have they approached you?
I have been in touch with the features editor, yes. I thought they'd be particularly interested in the kitchen.
Well, it's very stylish.
Oh, thank you.
And practical. Are those marble work surfaces?
Granite.
Of course. Unique as well. I've never seen a red fridge anywhere else.
No, indeed. You see, what they're looking for are before and after photographs, and our before ones are particularly interesting because they show the devastation brought to the whole of the ground floor by the flood, when the Am burst its banks.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was. But life has taught me that if you get lemons, make lemonade.
Lemonade?
It gave us an opportunity to redecorate Ambridge Hall and redesign the gardens. And this article will, I hope, inspire others.
I'm sure you're right.
I've been having a look at some of the houses featured in the magazine.
I bet Ambridge Hall compares very well.
Oh, yes, it does indeed.
Well, what did the features editor say, then? Are they interested?
Well, I haven't exactly spoken to her. Let's just say I am confident of an early and positive reply.
Well, you must tell me when to buy the magazine.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll let everybody know. Is there something I can help you with, Ruth? We don't often see you at Grey Gables.
I've just dropped off some beef with Ian.
Oh.
So I thought I'd pop in and give you our sponsorship money from Move Over Darling.
Oh, how thoughtful. I haven't collected it all in yet. One or two people, Oliver Sterling in particular, have given very generously.
Excellent.
Oh, yes. My hopes are high.
Well, I had a great time with Robert, a man who can cook. I didn't know they existed in real life.
I know. I'm very lucky. I should tell him so more often.
And I bumped into Joe earlier in the shop. Lillian took him and Eddie to the Mont Blanc.
Yes. Yes, I think it was a very positive activity all round.
I wonder if anyone does anything differently afterwards. You know, like switching the TV off every so often and playing board games instead.
Well, I do know of two people whose lives have been changed by the experience.
Don't tell me. Caroline's becoming the next J.D. Weatherspoon.
No, but Sabrina Thwaite and Marcus Hendricks from Grange Spinney have run off together, which wasn't at all the point of the exercise.
Oh, dear.
Not looking forward to collecting their sponsorship money.
Well, you looked after my family beautifully, Linda.
Oh, how sweet of you to say so.
And you were a real hit with Ben. He loved the llama story.
Oh, good.
He asked me when you were coming to put him to bed again.
Oh, he's a lovely little boy. You've done a sterling job there.
Oh, thank you.
And I do hope you'll all enjoy the rest of the courgette provençale I cooked.
There's more.
Oh, yes. Those courgettes in your garden were quite large.
Yeah, I know.
So I've put the rest in the freezer, clearly marked and dated.
Right. Thanks for letting me know.
You're very welcome.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Uncle Brian.
Oh, you timed that well.
Yeah, I've just finished at the unit.
Anyway, thanks for coming over.
No problem. What was it you wanted?
Well, I'll come straight to the point. I'd like to see if I can help with your business.
What?
Yes, I've been giving it some thought over the weekend.
Have you?
Well, you're a bright lad, Tom. There might be something I could do.
Well...
Yes?
It's just that I'm not sure there is. Not now.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Are you serious? Well, obviously you're serious. It's just that I've been getting demands for payment. You know how it is. I really need to get it all sorted out.
Yes, I know, and I won't keep you waiting for my decision any longer than necessary.
Do you think you could get back to me this week?
I should think so. I'm not promising anything, of course, not at this stage.
No, of course not. I understand that. Phew.
Well, the next thing to do is for you to bring me over your books and the latest summary of accounts, and I'll go through them.
Right. Yeah, of course. Okay, I'll go straight back and get everything together.
Good. I'll give it all the once-over and get back to you as soon as I can. All right?
It's early evening and David and Ruth are still hard at work.
Could you give me a hand here, Ruth?
Of course.
I'll unhook the hurdles, you stack them in the trailer.
Okay. I've still need about 20 to go off first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
Bert was moaning that he never got the chance to take part in the life swap thing.
Was he?
Yeah. Although, swapping Clary for Frieda, he'd have hardly noticed the difference.
No, but I bet Clary would have.
Yeah.
I bumped into Tom in the shop earlier.
Oh, yeah? How is he?
Tense, as you might expect.
Yeah.
Jumpy, you know. His mobile went off as we were talking and nearly dropped it.
Oh, poor Tom. Probably thinks that every time it rings, it's one of his creditors chasing him up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm starving.
What do you fancy for dinner?
Oh, there's a question. What have we got?
There's lamb chops.
Oh, that's a good start.
Vegetable-wise, I haven't a clue until your mum comes back from the supermarket. There's not much left from last week's veg box.
Oh, it was good of her to offer, wasn't it?
You're not kidding. Trips around the supermarket isn't my idea of fun anyway. It's bad enough having to take Ben with me, but with Josh as well. It takes twice as long.
Yeah, on balance, I think I'd rather deal with a few awkward ewes.
Any day.
Oh, it's at moments like this when a man's thoughts turn longingly to last week.
Last week?
Mm-hmm. The sparkling kitchen floor, plumped cushions, the scent of flapjacks gently baking in the oven.
All right, don't overdo it.
Talk of nursery teas. Thought I'd died and gone to Enid Blyton Heaven.
All you needed was lashings of ginger beer to wash it all down.
Yeah, and then for supper, that scrumptious bake thingy. You've got to hand it to Mum. She certainly knows how to grow a marrow.
I knew I'd forgotten something.
Why, what?
I don't believe it. What time is it?
It's 5:30. Why?
Oh, come on, we better get home.
Ruth, what's the matter?
As soon as Jill gets back from the supermarket, she'll put the frozen stuff away.
So?
Oh, Linda told me yesterday she'd put the rest of that courgette bake in the freezer.
Oh, no. I'll be toast.
Come on, we better get back and hide it before Jill spots it.
I think I'll get Higgs to take down the hanging baskets tomorrow.
Well, there looks like plenty of life in them yet to me, Peggy.
Just need a bit of care. Spot of deadheading.
Don't you usually feed them as well?
With tomato feed? Yes, I do. Well done, you.
Oh, no.
What is it?
You might have to do something about these creatures.
Oh, no. They're just shield bugs.
Oh. Ah, what a pleasant evening it is.
Isn't it? Jack?
Yes?
There's something I've been wondering about. Something I'd like to ask you.
Oh, fire away.
Well, you know you've been sorting out your business concerns.
Yes. I am glad to have got rid of the Echo.
Good. And there's been some interest in the cafe.
Has there?
The estate agent rang up this afternoon.
Oh, did he?
You spoke to her. She said someone has been making inquiries.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Well, not to worry.
Sorry, Peggy. It's just a bit hard sometimes to keep it all up here.
Yes, I know. Which is why I was wondering if you might want me to play a bigger part in getting your affairs settled.
What sort of a part?
I was thinking of some kind of power of attorney.
Oh, no. No, definitely not.
Now, just hear me out, Jack.
No, it's not necessary, Peggy.
It'd be something we could arrange now, but it needn't come into force at all. Until and unless you became too ill to manage your affairs.
I'm under much less pressure now. I've offloaded some of the businesses.
Yes, and I've enjoyed seeing you more relaxed.
So there's no need.
You could stipulate conditions, such as the need for medical evidence before it could be used.
No, Peggy. I don't want to hear another word.
All right, Jack.
The subject is closed.
Yes, of course. Whatever you say, dear.
Hello there.
Mom!
Jill, you're back! Yes, didn't take me long, thanks to Ruth's list.
David, why don't you put the kettle on? Jill, you sit down, you must be exhausted.
Oh, it wasn't too busy, actually.
Still, Ruth's right, we can put this stuff away.
Stop fussing! I wouldn't mind a cup of tea, though.
David?
Yeah, sure.
Look, let me help, at least.
You put the tins away, then.
OK.
This freezer's very tidy, Ruth. You had a bit of a blitz in the kitchen.
No, it was Linda last week.
Very thoughtful of her.
Yeah.
I wondered who put the little labels on your leftovers.
Yeah, usually you have to take potluck when you take something out of the freezer.
Right. That's that.
Thanks.
Hang on a second. What's this? Courgette Provençale. Dated last Monday. This is what happened to my marrows, isn't it?
They were very tasty.
David. Linda Snell cooked my prize marrow.
Well, there's plenty, Mum, if you want to take some for you and Dad.
David.
I'm sorry.
I gave you strict instructions not to eat those marrows. They were for the flower and produce show.
I'm really sorry, Mum. It was a bit of a fait accompli. They were cooked and ready when I got in that evening.
Oh, I'm not angry with you, David.
Aren't you?
I know exactly what's going on here.
Do you?
Oh, yes. And I'll get to the bottom of it, don't you worry.
Right. Well, good.
Pass me my jacket, Ruthie, would you?
Here you are.
Thank you. I'll let you know the result.
We'll look forward to it.
I'll see you both later.
Right.
Bye, Jill.
Bye, Mum. What was all that about?
I haven't a clue.
Oh, well, waste not, want not, as Gran used to say. Since Mum's taken this out of the freezer, bung it in the microwave, Ruth, it'll go down very nicely with those lamb chops.
Oh, come on!
Sheila, I'm off to the James's place at Waterley Cross.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, could you pick Daniel up from the Snells first, please? It's 7 o'clock.
Sorry, I can't. It's difficult carving. Can't you nip over?
I can't nip anywhere at the moment. Leanne's not back yet.
Sorry, but there's nothing I can do.
My beginner's class starts in half an hour. I've not even managed to grab a sandwich, and now I'm going to have to drive the tractor around the menage myself.
I'm sure you'll cope.
I'll have to, won't I?
Look, what do you expect me to do about it?
You might give me a hand here.
I would if I could, but I've got to leave now. It's an emergency.
Well, can you pick Daniel up on your way back?
I've no idea how long I'll be.
He's been there all afternoon.
I don't blame him. Linda's twittering suddenly seems like a very attractive proposition to me.
Oh, shut up.
Right.
Don't let me keep you now, since you're so busy.
See you.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that was a crossbone followed by a stale fish.
If you say so.
Sam's not half bad at this mountain boarding, is he?
No, he makes it look easy.
Well, I bet it's not.
That's what I mean. That's a sign of expertise.
Well, I'm sure I could look as good as that if I had enough practice.
I don't want you coming a cropper, riding one of those things down Lakey Hill.
Oh, thank you, darling. All the years we've been married and you'd still be upset if I got hurt.
It's not that. I don't think I've got you insured for enough.
Right, thanks.
I see Kirsty's come to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, don't kick the football too hard. Ben's only little.
You know, Sid's right about wanting to do a bit of coaching at Loxley Barrett. Even in the cricket season, you don't often see kids playing.
Lots of clubs have a junior team.
Yeah, but kids don't often organise games between themselves like we used to do.
Oh, look, there's Alistair.
Oh, yeah, and Daniel.
Hi, Alistair.
Hi, Ruth. Hello, David.
Alistair.
I see Daniel's got his riding hat.
Sam said he'd let him have a little go near the bottom of the hill.
Oh, right.
We were just talking about your quick cricket project.
Oh, yes?
Didn't go too badly on Sunday, did it? I was sorry not to be there.
Well, at least they're playing normally again, now the sixes dealer's off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I cancelled it.
Some of the team were getting carried away. We were losing important matches.
Oh, right.
Luckily, the company gave a sizeable donation anyway.
Did they?
Yeah. And Sid's making up the rest.
Has he bought the equipment yet?
He's ordered it.
Right.
Oh, good.
He's going to display it over the bar for people to see before he presents it to the school.
Great.
Hey, well done, Sam.
I'll see you both later.
Right.
Daniel, shall we see if Sam will let you have a turn?
And we've been so busy today at the stables.
Well, that's always good news, isn't it?
Well, normally I'd agree with you, Jack, but I'm too tired.
Oh, poor you. Stay and have a drink.
Oh, I won't, thanks, Auntie Peggy.
Well, there's a very nice whisker Brian brought back when he went grouse shooting one year.
I don't think Shula's a whisky drinker, dear.
No. Thanks anyway, Jack.
Another time, then?
Yes. I just came to drop off the flower rota. I think I'll get straight back and sink into a hot bath.
It's just the thing.
Honestly, I've only been back from France about a week and it feels like I've never been away.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, yes, thanks, we did.
Hello!
Oh, here's Mum.
Hello, Jill.
We're very popular this evening.
Not disturbing you, am I?
Not at all.
Hello, Jack.
Nice to see you.
Were you looking for me?
No, darling. It's Peggy I've come to see.
Oh, good. What can I do for you?
I'll come straight to the point.
Have you collected in any of the entry forms for the flower and produce show yet?
No, it's much too early.
So you don't know which categories Linda Snell's entered?
I'm afraid I don't. Sorry.
Is there a problem, Mum?
There most certainly is. And I'm sure I can guess which vegetables she intends to enter.
Peggy?
Yes, Jack?
Isn't that a taxi pulling up?
Oh, yes, it is.
Where's Higgs?
Higgs?
The taxi's not for us, is it?
No, of course not.
I haven't forgotten that we're going out somewhere.
No, we haven't any plans for this evening.
Oh.
Oh, I don't think it's come to pick you up. There's someone getting out of it.
So there is.
Oh, more visitors. Goodness me.
She's very smart, whoever she is.
Good heavens.
Jack.
Hmm?
Look who it is. It's Hazel.
At Home Farm, Brian is analysing Tom's accounts.
More strawberries, Hazel?
Just a few, thanks, Peggy. Although I'll say no to the cream. Or I'll be in real trouble with Juanito.
Is that your husband?
Heavens, no, Dad.
Hazel told us, Jack. His name is Carl.
Oh.
Of hard-working Scottish-German stock, as he tells everyone himself.
German? Is that where you're living now, Germany?
Juanito is my personal trainer, and Carl and I live in California. I told you last night.
Peggy, I'll have some of those strawberries and cream, please.
But, Dad, you've had two helpings.
Oh, yes.
There are plenty.
We don't want you piling on the pounds now.
I hardly think a few more strawberries will make any difference.
If you think so.
No, Hazel's right, Peggy. No need for me to be greedy.
Of course. Another cup of tea, then?
Yes, please.
Me too.
How long are you thinking of staying, Hazel?
Well, if it's okay with you, I'd like to stay for a few days. I want to give my dad some TLC.
Oh, that's fine, isn't it, Peggy?
Yes, of course. You're very welcome.
I'm sorry to land on you both like this, out of the blue. But I had no idea Dad wasn't well. If I hadn't bumped into Chloe at the seminar in London on Monday...
I would have let you know.
Yes, you should have. Really, Peggy, was quite neglectful of you. If I'd known before, I'd have jumped straight on a plane over here.
Well, we didn't have any contact details for you. We haven't had for some time.
But I wrote to you both at Christmas.
Did you? Oh, that was nice.
I'm afraid we didn't receive anything from you.
Oh, really? What a pity. I sent a Christmas card photograph with my husband, myself and my three stepchildren on it. And a very long round robin with all our news.
But we didn't get it.
Never mind. You're here now. You can tell us your news in person. That's much better, isn't it, Peggy?
Yes, of course, dear. It's lovely for your father to see you after all this time.
Here's a coffee, darling.
Thanks.
Ooh, are those Tom's accounts?
Hmm. Look at the margins on the country pork. They've been screwing them right down.
The supermarket?
Yeah. Still, there's a healthy increase in orders from the smaller outlets. Look, customers certainly enjoy the product.
Wow. We've eaten both the country pork and spicy barbecue sausages. They were delicious.
Mm. Yeah, these graphs show good, steady overall growth.
What do you think, then?
Well, it obviously hasn't always made the right decisions, but business is basically very sound. And its failure hasn't been all his fault by any means.
Oh, that'll be reassuring for him to hear.
Hmm. Well, it's just as I thought, in fact. He's put 80% of his business in the hands of one retailer to achieve rapid growth. Two main disadvantages.
Mm-hmm.
One being at that outlet's mercy, and two, not spending time building a variety of markets.
What's your verdict, then?
Well, I'd certainly see very good possibilities for the expansion of Hassett Hills, with our venison, perhaps.
So, will you take it on?
Well, I'm seriously considering it.
Well, either way, don't leave it too long to make your decision, darling. Put the poor boy out of his misery.
This is Carl.
Oh.
It was taken when we opened the new studio. Look,
He's holding the scissors about to cut the tape.
And it's a film studio, you said, like MGM?
Not quite, Dad. We make films to stream on the internet. This is Elle. She's
could be up to one.
A cheerleader.
Oh, she's very pretty. Peggy, come and look at Hazel's photos.
I'll be over in a minute. Just let me finish deadheading the roses.
This is Kimmy. She's 14.
Oh, dear. I thought she was a boy.
It's just a phase. And here's Carl Jr. We call him KJ. He's just turned 13.
He's a big chap.
And costing us a fortune in tennis coaching.
May I see?
They're a lovely family, Peggy.
And I love every minute of it. They even call me Mom. The two youngest, anyhow.
Oh, yes. They all look very cheerful.
I'm determined to get them into the best colleges possible. But just thinking about the fees keeps me awake at night. We're hoping KJ at least will get a scholarship. We can't just give him all the opportunities and deprive the girls.
Of course you can't. Peggy?
Yes, dear?
What about having a little supper party tonight?
Oh, what kind of supper party?
Oh, I don't mean anything fancy. Just invite some of the family. Jennifer and, Brian and Pat and Tony, for instance. I'm sure they'd love to say hello to Hazel.
Well, it's a bit short notice.
I don't mind staying here keeping Dad company if you want to phone round, Peggy. We two can have a good chat about Mum.
There you are. Hazel and I will be fine. You just see who you can rustle up.
Oh, thanks for looking after George while I had my lesson, Mum. Oh, that's okay. Oh, by the way, I took in my application form for that office job at the Laurels.
Oh?
Thought I might get a chance to chat to the matron.
Did you?
Yeah. She was really nice. Afterwards, she said I had a really good chance of getting it.
Oh. Also, there's really no way you can look after George for me so I can go back to work.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. But realistically, I could never have afforded to do it.
I'd have paid you.
Oh, I couldn't have taken your money. And anyway, it wouldn't have been as much as I can earn in an office job.
But suppose you don't get the Laurels job?
Oh, Emma, your dad's going to be out of a job as well in a couple of months. I'll just keep applying for other jobs until I get one.
So there's no chance of me going back to work at Jack's?
Oh, it's not the end of the world.
Oh, it feels like it.
Look, in a couple of months, if we put the practice in, you'll be passing your test. Then we'll hardly see you. You and George will be out somewhere new every day. You couldn't do that if you worked, could you?
What am I going to drive?
We'll see how much it is to put you on the insurance for William's car.
Will uses his car a lot.
Oh, well, you never know. Maybe Ed could get you something cheap and do it up.
Yeah.
Oh, Emma. Babies aren't babies very long, you know. You'll be glad to have spent this time with him when you look back.
Didn't you hear me beat, Jill?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, I just stopped, but I was in a rush, and I thought you might be on your way to Home Farm.
No, I wasn't.
So, what were you doing?
I gave Emma and baby George a lift back to their cottage from the shop. George had started crying.
But you were parked outside Ambridge Hall.
If I tell you, you mustn't say anything to Linda.
Oh, I'm mystified.
Well, last week, she picked and cooked my marrows and fed them to David.
I'm sorry, but you've lost me.
I wanted to check if she was growing marrows. And she is. I spotted them. Although they were quite well hidden behind a wall of luggage.
So, she ate yours instead of her own?
No. She's not growing hers to eat. She's entering them in the flower and produce show. That's why she cooked mine. She did it on purpose to eliminate the competition. That's the proof.
You can't be serious.
I am. But I'm sure there are other categories we're both entering. I'll see her off yet.
Oh, Jill, honestly.
Would you like some more white wine or something else? I did want to make a jug of Pimm's, but I didn't get time.
Oh, let me, Mum.
No, no, it doesn't matter. We'll be ready to eat soon. Oh, Jill, I wonder if you pass a message on to Kenton for me.
Yes, of course. Is it about the cafe?
Yes. The chap who is interested in it has put in a definite offer, and I'm sure Jack will accept.
Oh, I see.
But if you could reassure Kenton, he'll still have a job. This chap has bought the property as an investment. He's not interested in changing anything for the foreseeable future.
Well, thank you, Peggy. Kenton will be relieved, I'm sure.
Oh, that's the oven. I won't be long.
Oh, yes. No prizes for guessing whose idea this get-together was. Would you mind if we helped out?
You know me. I'm much happier at a party with a pair of oven gloves on.
Jennifer, you remember Hazel, don't you?
Oh, of course. How are you? Very well. Brian not here? Oh, still out on the combine, I'm afraid.
And Jill?
Hello, Hazel. How are you?
In the rudest of rude health, as you see.
Mum was saying you've married.
Yes. And I wonder why I didn't do it years ago. Well, I do, of course. It's so important to wait for the right man, isn't it? Oh, excuse me. Good heavens. Is that Tony? He has aged.
Yes. Come and say hello.
I suppose they've been through a lot.
He's looking forward to seeing you, I can tell you.
I can see Mum gritting her teeth for Jack's sake.
If Hazel's married with three children, she's not likely to stay for very long, is she?
Well, I hope not. The last thing Mum needs is unwelcome guests.
Hello, Uncle Brian?
Oh, Tom, come in, come in. Have a seat.
Thanks. Did you get a chance to have a look over the books?
I did, yeah. And I have a proposition for you.
Yeah?
I'm impressed with what I've seen. Now, the business is sound. I'm prepared to buy into it.
Really?
In return for a half share. Well, you'll keep day-to-day control, but we make the strategic marketing decisions together.
That sounds good to me. What about the creditors?
Well, we'll call them to a meeting and speak to them. We'll see what can be done. I mean, just leave that to me.
And my brand name?
Well, you built up brand recognition, so I think it'd be stupid to start marketing the product under a different label at this stage.
That's fantastic. Thanks. I mean, really, thanks.
Of course, the pigs will come over to Home Farm once you've been delisted.
The pigs?
Problem?
Well, I'd lose the organic status.
Yes, you would.
Oh, I see. I'm not sure I want to do that.
Well, in that case, I can't help you, Tom. Oh, your best bet would be go with your mother and father and market the pork under the Bridge Farm organic label. I mean, after all, they have a sound customer base locally. My way, of course, the product would still be premium grade, pigs still free range, just not organic.
Yeah.
Look, you've come a long way, Tom, in a very little time. You're just as one entrepreneur to another. I appreciate fully the skills, hard work, and the long hours you've had to put in to get where you have.
Yeah, it has been hard.
Now, this is a small price to pay for precisely what you're looking for. A rescue plan which includes a business partner, financial backing, and the continuance of your brand name.
Right. The pigs will still be outdoor reared, which is important, and the product a premium grade one, so... Okay, Uncle Brian, it's a deal.
Excellent. Good lad. I'll have my solicitor draw the paperwork up tomorrow.
Just one thing, though.
What's that?
Mum and Dad are over at Grant's tonight. I won't get a chance to tell them about this until tomorrow morning, so if you see them for any reason, just don't say anything, please.
No problem. Well, let's shake on it.
Definitely.
Tom has some important news.
Any more toast, Tony?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, just pass me a plate then. Anyway, I'm sure your mother will manage Hazel. Yeah, you know Peggy. She's not one to let anybody steamroll her, is she?
No, that's true.
So, oh, don't let it worry you.
Fancy Hazel being married, though. I always imagined her being kept in diamonds and furs by a sugar daddy in a penthouse suite.
She always did act like a cross between minor royalty and a footballer's wife.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to sluice out the hospital pen?
That's at the top of my list for this morning. Then I'll shift the rest of those bales out of Primrose Bank. Oh, morning, Tom.
Hi.
You had any breakfast?
No, I'm all right, thanks, Mum.
All right, I'll get on.
Hang on, Dad.
Yeah?
Could we discuss the pork business before you do anything else?
Of course.
Mum, do you want to sit down?
Yes, love.
Right. I've made a decision.
Ah, good. Now, I know it's been hard, but the quicker we move on it, the better.
Hang on, Tony. What have you decided?
I'm going in with Uncle Brian.
What?
Brian? I don't understand.
What the hell has Brian got to do with this?
He contacted me on Monday. He's checked the orders and the accounts and decided he wants in.
Brian is investing in your business.
Is it so hard to believe that a shrewd businessman like him would have faith in my enterprise?
and that he'd want to invest in it.
Oh, all right, Tom. Dad's not saying that at all.
No, it's Hungary and the potatoes all over again. Brian doesn't give a toss about the principles of organic farming, but he's quite prepared to go along with it if he thinks he'll make money out of it.
The pigs won't be organic.
Not organic? Oh, Tom.
Once the supermarket have delisted me, I'll be moving them all to Home Farm.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
After all the discussions we've had, after everything we've done over the last 20 years, and you're prepared to turn your back on it?
Mum, I'm not turning my back on anything.
But you are, Tom. After everything we've tried to instill in you all.
Instill, exactly.
We brought you up with those beliefs because we believed in what we were doing. We still do.
Yeah, and I understand the choices that you made. You weighed up all the facts, balanced them against your own priorities, and came up with the decisions you did for your business. Just asking you to let me do the same for mine.
We thought you shared our principles.
I still do, mostly. It's just not as much a hard and fast rule for me anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't be a bit organic, or organic some of the time.
I'm going to be keeping extensive outdoor pigs, same native breeds. They're still going to be premium products, and the Tom Archer brand will live on. Those are my priorities.
Let's sit down and discuss this, shall we? There must be some compromise we could reach.
I can't let this run on any longer, Mum. You know that. Besides, it's a done deal. I'll be signing the papers in the next few days.
I see.
You selfish boy. I hope you realise just what you've done. You really hurt your mother.
Mum, I didn't mean to do that. You know I didn't.
It's a mistake. And you'll realise that sooner or later.
You still don't get it, do you? That's what I want. I want to be allowed to make my own mistakes and learn. I'd better get back to the unit.
Oh, Tony.
No, I'm sorry, Pat. I just can't talk about this now. I'll see you later.
Well, guess what, Linda? Caroline's booking the Magi Maze at Home Farm for the Grey Gables away day.
Really? Robert and I haven't had a chance to try it out yet.
It's for a staff team-building exercise, so might be challenges and tasks.
Yeah, just as long as it doesn't clash with my Boss It's Your Life feature. They'll want to send a photographer, I imagine.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Shula. I was just telling Roy that Boss It's Your Life is going to feature Ambridge Hall in a future issue.
Oh, really? Which month?
Well, I haven't received definite confirmation yet, but I'm sure they'll leap at the chance.
But Caroline was saying that she and Oliver have been approached.
Really?
Via the builders who did the work on Grange Farm.
How's Daniel, Shula? We haven't seen him since Tuesday.
Oh, he's been playing cricket with Sid and Jamie.
Ah. Well, do tell him to come over later, won't you? We can take Scruff for a walk. He's very welcome to stay for supper with Robert and me.
Thanks, but I'm having the afternoon off and taking him to Home Farm for a swim.
Oh, well. You know he's welcome any time. Do make sure you tell him.
Pony! Pony!
Oh, just a minute. Pass me the Stilsons, can you? This cap end is completely rusted on.
Yeah. Brought you a flask and some sandwiches.
I'm not hungry.
Well, I'll leave them anyway. How are you doing?
Look at this ball cock. It's knackered.
I meant, how are you doing?
I know what you meant, Pat.
Aren't we going to discuss it?
What's the point?
I still can't believe what's happened.
Nor me.
All he had to do was just back down on the brand issue. How can that be more important to him than compromising his organic status?
I don't know.
It's like a slap in the face.
I'd like to slap Brian Aldridge.
Well, he certainly should have come over and discussed this with us before he spoke to Tom.
As if.
Well, the pigs are on our land. We're still a family business. He should know that.
He saw an opportunity and grabbed it. But I wouldn't trust Brian as far as I could throw him.
What do you think his plans are?
Well, I don't know. But there's no such thing as a free lunch with him. Mm. He's taking advantage of Tom's financial situation and this need he has to stand on his own feet.
And all we can do is stand by and watch from the sidelines.
He's got no right to take over my son's business. I've a good mind to go over to Home Farm and sort this out.
No, you mustn't. There's nothing to be gained by you shouting the odds with Brian. And Tom would never forgive you.
So?
However much it grieves us, Tony, Tom's made his decision. It was his to make, and that's that.
Now, I'm sorry, but I can't accept
it. Well, leave it for now. Let's both cool down. I'd better get back to the dairy. See you later. Okay, Tony?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, Shula. I don't mind if I join you, do you?
Oh, hello, Linda.
By all means. Oh, thank goodness for that. I cycled over as fast as I could. Didn't want to miss the last chance to defend myself. Oh, isn't Marianne here yet?
No, she phoned Kathy. She's held up in a traffic jam on the bypass.
Sheila, I know you won't mind me saying this. And, of course, I wasn't at all offended by your tone.
Offended?
Absolutely not. I quite understand that things are a little difficult at home at the moment.
I'm sorry.
Well, Daniel hasn't said anything. In fact, it's because he's quiet and withdrawn sometimes that... Well, that I was alerted to the problem.
Linda, I really...
Please don't worry. I can be very discreet. But I do know a little of what I'm talking about. Robert and I went through a sticky patch ourselves a few years ago.
I can assure you, Linda, Alistair and I are not going through a sticky patch.
Oh, no, of course, I'm sorry. The village hall is hardly the time and place for a confidential chat, is it? But, Sheila, if you need someone to talk to, my door is always open and I am a very good listener.
Thank you, but please don't concern yourself.
And if you and Alistair need a bit of breathing space, Daniel can come out with Robert and me for the day. As long as you give us a little advance notice to organise time off.
Oh, thank you, but Alistair and I have already arranged some time off and we intend taking Daniel out ourselves. Oh, there's Kathy. I must just have a quick word. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hi, Sheila. Linda?
Oh, hello, Pat. You look a bit down in the dumps, if I may say so. How's Tom faring?
I'd rather not talk about it. Sorry.
Oh, no, not at all. I've been in touch with Borsage Alive about a makeover article featuring Ambridge Hall.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm emailing them some snaps, full description, and my CV tomorrow.
Your CV?
Oh, yes. Readers are certain to be interested in my contribution to village life, as well as my home, aren't they? Cat and Fiddle restoration? Christmas plays and pantos?
Oh, of course. How's the fundraising for the Cat and Fiddle going?
Well, we are flagging a bit, to be honest. Still, I've got the village walk in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I guess I've seen the posters.
Quite a few from Grange Spinney have signed up, but apart from that... Anyway...
Yeah, yes, you were saying... Borsetshire Life.
Well, Caroline Pemberton and Oliver Sterling have also been contacted, apparently, although she doesn't seem that interested in the project.
Doesn't she?
No. It's all rather puzzling. I mean, Grange Farm is only a renovated farmhouse. Although I'm sure Caroline's taste is impeccable. But compared to Ambridge Hall, there's not much to hold the reader's interest, other than the fact that she's Lord Netherbourne's niece, of course. Well, I suppose that's it, really. Wealth and status always win out, don't they?
Oh, yes. You can say that again.
That sounded heartfelt.
Ignore me. Have you met Hazel Woolley yet?
No, but I'm looking forward to meeting her tomorrow. She's booked a table for lunch at Grey Gables for herself and Jack and Peggy.
What was that all about? Well, Sam, what about him?
All that mountain boarding stuff.
Who does he think he is? Tony Hawk?
Isn't he a skateboarder?
Oh, whatever. Go on, your throat.
Oh, I don't believe it.
So near and yet so far. Stand aside. Let the master show you how it's done. Yes.
Oh, you sure you didn't make a pact with the devil instead of Brian Aldridge?
Third game in a row, isn't it? Not bad, eh?
Yeah, winner plays Sam when he gets back with the drinks. See if you can keep your form against him.
Nah, easy. I'm on a roll.
Really good to see you so up after these past few weeks. You've been a right nightmare.
Cheers for putting up with me.
Yeah, well, just don't make a habit of it.
No chance of that now.
Good.
You can't believe how good it is to hear somebody really talk up your business for a change instead of running it down.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good, obviously.
Yeah, you see, where Brian sees it as a worthwhile investment, Mum and Dad just saw it as an experiment gone wrong.
Well, I'm not sure that's fair. I mean, they were offering to carry on marketing the product.
Yeah, but under their terms... Why did they have to be so insistent I couldn't keep my own label?
In marketing terms, it makes more sense to people who already know and trust the Bridge Farm brand than if they were planning to market to the same outlets.
Nah, I think that was just an excuse, not a reason. They just don't want me to grow up and grow away.
That's families, isn't it? Mm. My mum's just the same. Protective.
There's protecting and then there's stifling.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Brian treats me with respect, as an equal. With him, I'm not the impulsive kid with big ideas and no expertise, needing bailing out. Brian appreciates what I've tried to do.
Well, that's great. Best of luck.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, just be aware of who Brian Aldridge is.
Yeah, so?
Well, he's a businessman. He likes to run things his own way.
Yeah, do you think I don't know that? Don't worry, I won't forget to read the small print.
Okay, yeah. Just thought it worth mentioning.
I can handle it. A I've learnt a lot and come a long way over the past few weeks, believe me.
Hazel's treating Jack and Peggy to lunch.
Lunch at Grey Gables. Oh, it makes a lovely change, doesn't it, Peggy?
Yes, Jack, it does.
My treat, Dad.
Ah.
I'd like to pop over to Home Farm later to see Alice.
I'll keep Dad company, don't worry.
She's done very well in her GCSEs.
She's a very bright girl.
Everyone passes GCSEs these days, don't they?
Not at all.
Things have certainly changed since I was last in here. What happened to all the chintz? All those heavy drapes?
Oh, Jack has a very imaginative team, haven't you, dear?
You're not talking about the woman on the desk, are you?
Linda Snell.
When I came through reception, she was busy scanning photographs of llamas into the computer. She's going to email them to a magazine or something?
She means... who is it you mean, Peggy?
I meant Roy Tucker.
Oh, yes.
And when Ian, the new chef, arrived, they felt it was time for change. I think the beach and the clean lines work very nicely.
It does have a more spacious feel than I remember. All that velvet does little more than gather dust. It would have made the porters and maids' jobs more effective, time and cost-wise.
You'd have to ask Caroline about that.
Caroline Bone?
Pemberton, now.
She's still here.
Oh, I don't know how we'd have managed without her.
I'm sure there are plenty of hotel managers. Most with more experience of a variety of facilities, I shouldn't wonder. Let's have a look at your new chef's menu, shall we? I imagine that'll be more adventurous than in previous times, too.
Come on, Emma, what's up?
The start is horrible. Honestly, Will, it's really tough.
Oh, you like tuna?
Well, this isn't tuna.
It's fresh tuna, char grilled.
Well, it doesn't taste anything like tuna. I'll have to send it back.
Well, you can't do that. Not if there's nothing wrong with it.
But I can't eat it.
Here, I'll swap yours with mine.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. Thanks.
You're okay? You've not got a headache, have you?
No.
Well, just relax then. You're not worrying about George, are you?
No, of course not.
We'll be fine with your mum.
Yeah, I know.
Let's drink a toast then. To us. To our first wedding anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
To us. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And thank you.
What for?
Oh, this last year.
Oh. It's okay. I rang Kenton this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, I told him I'd be taking the rest of my maternity leave.
Oh, that's great. What did he say?
Oh, he weren't best pleased.
Why?
It means he's got to start looking out for somebody else when Brenda leaves.
Well, that's his problem, isn't it? You've done the right thing.
I didn't have any choice, did I?
Look, don't worry about the money. Okay, we're not going to be well off, but I've got a really good, steady job and we've got no mortgage payments. We're better off than a lot of couples our age.
I know.
Let's relax then. And enjoy this bit of time off together, eh?
Hey, all right, mate?
Hi, Ed.
Hey, do you want to lift with them boxes?
No, it's all right, I can manage, thanks. It's just the salad stuff.
Well, it's a bit slow this afternoon. I thought I'd take a break. Off to Jack's for a couple of sausage sarnies for me and Dad.
I was wondering, do you know if your dad's going to take Jazza back on for the markets in a couple of months, you know?
Don't know. Why, what's it to you?
Just... concerned?
Well, it's up to Dad. I suppose Jazz will need the money when he gets back from his holiday, if he can ever afford to go.
Yeah, well, I wish it could have worked out differently, but I'm sure he'll land on his feet.
Well, you look very chirpy, all things considered.
Well, that's because things are looking up.
Oh, yeah? Well, what happened? You polished your mobile and Genie appeared?
Close. Although, I can't imagine Uncle Brian in a pair of harem pants.
You're joking. What, your uncle bailed you out? Seriously?
Not bailed out. He's invested in my business.
I don't believe it. What? You lot, the archers, you're amazing. Having some rich relative ride over the hill like the cavalry.
It wasn't like that at all. This is Brian Aldridge we're talking about here. He wouldn't have given me a penny unless he thought he'd get a good return on his investment.
If you say so. What, you think you might take Jazza back on then?
There's a lot to discuss yet, but... Well, I doubt it. What are you lot doing later?
Oh, there's that new club that opened last Saturday.
Oh, yeah, right. What's it like?
Ah, we had a good night. Why, do you fancy coming?
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
That was gorgeous. Em, what's the matter now? Didn't you like your chicken either?
It was okay.
Well, what is it then?
Nothing.
No, that's not true. There's something bothering you.
Well, if you must know, I wish you'd taken me somewhere else.
Well, it's nice here. I thought you liked it.
It's just boring.
Boring?
Oh, look around. It's all middle-aged suits and flowery biddies.
It's not. You liked it when we came for afternoon tea that time.
And anyway, it's tomorrow our wedding anniversary.
Oh, I can get a table for tomorrow. I know what this is about.
What?
I don't mind you taking out on me, because I know how tired you are, with George keeping you up at night.
Yeah, I am tired.
I know. You think you're overdoing it? You know, with the driving lessons on top of everything.
I need to learn to drive.
Well, I know. There's plenty of time.
I'm fed up of people telling me there's plenty of time. I know there's plenty of time. I've got nothing but time.
All right. People are looking.
Oh, let's just go, shall we? I don't want any pudding anyway. Still can't fit into my jeans properly. I'll just pay the bill and let's get out of here.
Mm. Ian certainly knows what he's about. Hmm. He seems a lot less bad-tempered than Jean-Paul, too. And his scallop mousseline was to die for.
He's top-notch, isn't he, Peggy?
We were very lucky to get him to stay.
The new menu is a revelation for a little country place like this.
Grey Gables isn't some backwater country club anymore, Hazel. Jack's worked hard to make it one of the top hotels in the county.
You don't need to sing Dad's praises to me, Peggy. You're preaching to the converted here. I've always admired people with vision and style.
Oh, this has been lovely, hasn't it, Peggy?
Yes.
It's a while since we've had lunch here.
Yes. It was very nice of you, Hazel. Thank you.
Very generous.
I just wanted to say thank you for putting me up this week.
Oh, it's no trouble, is it?
No, of course not.
Good. Because I've decided to stay on a little while longer. If that's okay with you.
Oh, George, don't kick your socks off again. Give Mummy your foot. Come on.
Here I am.
Oh, hey, Ed.
Hello, Georgie. What, you called to see Mum?
Oh, no.
Where were you off to, then?
Nowhere. I've just picked George up from Mum's. She had him this afternoon, so Will and me could go out for lunch.
Oh, joining the ladies who lunch that, are you?
No, it's for our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think Mum's got your card. She'll probably bring it up herself, though.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you.
But hang about. I'll see my little nephew. Where's your car then, eh, Georgie? Here it is. Rum, rum.
Do you want to come up to the house?
I've got a few things to do. I'm off out tonight. And when do you start back at work?
Well, not any time soon. I was really looking forward to it as well.
I'm looking forward to work. Wonder what that feels like.
Well, it's all right for you. You can drive. And you've got your own car. I'm going to be chained to a tiny house at the end of a dirt track for another 6 months. I'm going mad.
Come on, it's not that bad. Why don't you get Brenda or Kirsty to take you out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just tired, that's all.
I could always take you and the baby out.
That'd be nice.
Oh, and you're having driving lessons yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
So when you pass your test, you'll be able to go where you want.
Where am I going to drive to? The supermarket. Into Borchester, to the shops.
Nice. Not like there's a massive choice of interesting places to go, is there? But, well, at least you'll be free, eh? You know, independent.
Yeah. I'd better get George back for his fees.
Okay, I'll see you, Em.
Yeah, see ya.
Yep.
Hi, mate, it's Tom. What are we doing tonight, then?
Stu said he'd give us a lift in about 8.
Is there room for me?
Yeah. Stu, me, you and Jazza.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll come to yours for 8, then.
Yeah, me and Jazza were talking to these girls from that discount makeup shop. They're going and all. They were well up for a good night out.
Oh, brilliant. What are they like?
Quality, mate. They're top lookers, all 4 of them.
Sweet. Right, I'll see you later.
Well, Tom, what do you think of the draft agreement?
It looks fine, Uncle Brian. But if you don't mind, I'd like to take a copy away with me and look at it a bit more carefully over the weekend.
Oh, by all means. And perhaps you should just call me Brian, since we'll be partners and colleagues.
Yeah, fine. How's the combining going?
Oh, we've had a good week, and the weather's held. No, harvest more or less done, give or take. Might even get in a day's partridge shooting next week.
Mm-hmm. Since I'm here, could we have a word about the next moves?
Of course. What do you want to ask?
Well, there's the creditors' meeting.
That's all in hand. I've spoken to my accountant already. So I'll let you know the time, date and place when he sets it up.
How soon do you think we'll be able to move the pigs over? I mean, I'd like to get started as soon as the 7 weeks are up.
Well, I can't see a problem. I'll have a word with Adam.
Then, all being well, I'll be in a position to tell Neil we can keep him on as pigman.
Whoa, hang on, Tom.
We'll need a pigman.
And that'll have to be you, I'm afraid, for the foreseeable future.
But I'll be too busy.
No. I'm sorry, Tom. But we'll need to build sales before we commit to employing labour. Until then, you'll have to go back to being pigman and sausage maker.
Right, well, okay. I can put up with that for a bit, until we've reached our first sales targets.
Good. Well, let me know if you have any amendments to the contract, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, right. I'll see you next week, then.
Right. Come in.
Brian? Oh, not disturbing anything, am I? Hello, Tom.
Hi, Gran.
No. Come in, Peggy. No. What can I do for you?
Is Alice about?
Oh, she's out with her school chum celebrating, I'm afraid.
I've just popped in with a congratulations card for her. Hasn't she done well?
Yes, Jenny and I are very pleased. She'd do better in her next exams if she was to stay on at her school instead of going to Borchester College, but there you are.
She's headstrong, just like her mother.
Yes, she won't do too badly if she takes after Jenny. And how are you getting along with the prodigal daughter?
Oh, I'm under no illusions about Hazel, or about her displays of affection for Jack. I don't mind telling you, Brian. As far back as I can remember, Hazel has always meant trouble.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.